Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. If you want to reach the show, you can send an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. Don't forget, if you don't know what email is, they've invented fire, and there is something called water. Go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it, and or make a comment. Follow us on Twitter, at Spoon Experience, because... Ouch, my hand.
Punch the keys, for God's sake!
That's what I'm talking about. Ladies and gentlemen, on the phone with us for our weekly chat, the, you know, when Russell Shubin started this process, it was a little bit, I think, more nerve-wracking. Now he's like a pro. It's like changed completely. Russell Shubin from Christian Outlook and ChristianOutlook.com. Russell, are you there with us?
I sure am. Great to be with you.
It's great to have you on the show. It's very exciting. We were talking about this actually in the last hour about some of the things that Christian Outlook's pulling together and that you're working on and that you're going to share with us. One of the things that we always look forward to is to find out what is going on for the Christian community in a broader context, not just San Diego itself, but what's going on statewide, nationwide, and worldwide, an important element for people to stay connected to, of course. Again, welcome to the show. Talk to us about the fabulous show that's going to be on tomorrow at 5 a.m. to 6 a.m. right here on KPRZ, the Christian Outlook Show.
Well, it's great to be with you again, and there's always it's always hard to figure out what would be of interest, but you can't go into a weekend like this without paying some attention to the latest with regards to the Affordable Care Act, or otherwise known as Obamacare. I'm sure you've been talking about it on your show today, and so it's it's must cover news, and it's stuff that you have to pay attention to, and we have Michael Reagan on the show, who is both challenging Obamacare and but he's also challenging the Republican Party to become preoccupied with winning elections as opposed to purifying the party, and it's relevant, it's salient right now because the reason we have Obamacare is simply because elections matter. And you well remember it was a direct party line vote, but it was because one party had control of both houses and one party did not. So Michael Reagan's good this week. You've been covering it as well, I'm sure, David.
Yeah, we talk about it. And when we talk about it, there's a sense of let me use this word carefully. I want to because as you know, when you and I talk, Russell, I mean, I represent an element in Christianity that very sincere, very deep held beliefs and gets into the political realm. And then sometimes doesn't walk maybe exactly the way that everybody else walks is really trying to figure out what's good, what's right, what's bad, what's indifferent. The thing that drives me nuts, and I'll give props to Michael Reagan in this specifically, and that is it drives me just a little batty that they can't come up with a they haven't come up with a system that works. They come up with this system. It doesn't work. It doesn't take a genius to figure out how to make a website. My wife and I had our own website for 5 years and had more, as much if not more traffic than they've had on the entire website for the government. And ours cost us $98 a month. So I'm sitting there trying to figure part of that out. Then there's this other part of me that thinks, yeah, but I'd still like to get some solutions within the nation. I'm just pretty sure this whole process isn't it. Where does the Christian go when they're thinking, well, I'd like, I mean, healthcare's a good thing. I mean, that's not a bad thing. But the way that they're trying to ram it down everybody's throat, that's not going to work. Where do you go from that? What do you do with that?
What does the Christian do?
Yeah, what does the Christian do?
Well, the Christian stays engaged even when it's disheartening, and the Christian stays faithful even when all the pressure is pushing us to compromise. And so the specifics of that, sometimes right now there's not grand steps, but it's to stay tuned in. That is to find trusted sources, trusted voices that'll help you stay abreast of what's happening and stay involved with the electoral process, and also stay involved with it as an outworking of your faith. That is, your faith comes first, and these are subordinate affections and subordinate duties that we have because we are believers. It's as a result of the fact that we're believers that we should be more engaged and more in tune. But we need to be two things, just real quick, is that while you're staying engaged, you're recognizing that the ultimate long-term change for the nation is going to come with spiritual change. It's going to come as a result of a revival, a renewal in my heart, in my home, in my family, in my neighborhood, in my community, et cetera, and the circles go out from there.
You know,
that's the bigger change, David.
Yeah, that's the change that you're hoping that, and that's the big, that's looking at it from that eternal perspective. But I love what you said there in that beginning part, because you say, you know what you do, you stay connected, even if it's discouraging from time to time. You don't disconnect. The big problem with the full on disconnect. Okay, now you can disconnect from time to time. I actually encourage people to do media fasts. I know it sounds terrible. You can't say that as a radio host, hey, every once in a while, unplug everything and go sit there, go look at the ocean. Just go look and don't do anything for a little while, because that helps you get your perspective. But staying connected and not being so overwhelmed and over discouraged, because just because what's being touted or promoted from the proclaimers doesn't always make it so. I mean, that's the whole thing we learned about Baghdad Bob in those bad days, where he was proclaiming, "Oh, Saddam's doing great. Saddam's doing great," and they were getting wiped out.
Yep.
And I think that's a great way to say it. To say, don't be disconnected. Don't be overly discouraged. You got to use some of that faith in that process, don't you?
Absolutely. We have another segment in here that's directly related to what we're talking about right here. Some of you and some of your listeners may remember Richard Land, the former president of the Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission for the Southern Baptists, sort of a political engagement arm, a religious liberty arm, out of the Southern Baptists, obviously one of the biggest Protestant denominations in the country. Well, the new head of that institution is a gentleman by the name of Russell Moore, and Russell Moore is navigating these new waters for the evangelical community with wisdom, but he's been criticized as well. And how I would describe it is, he's encouraging us not to disengage, but he's encouraging us to engage in a way that doesn't lose sight of the primacy of the gospel. And so as we engage, let's put it in the sphere of an individual family, as we stay engaged, we recognize that the first responsibility, let's say for me as a husband and a father, my first responsibility is my own home. That is to nurture them in Christ, to present them with the gospel. And what he says is, we need to make sure that our gospel is not just it's a recognizable gospel. That is, just like Austin has the bumper sticker, "Keep Austin Strange," he wants to keep the gospel strange, and the big audacious claims of the gospel that God became man and dwelt among us, and that he rose from the grave on the third day, and that he ascended into heaven. These big and outrageous claims that we have, we need to hold on to those and hold them dear and keep them the first and foremost things in our heart and in our homes.
Yeah. Now, see, I love that. See, to me, and I know, here's the problem, the way it is now, I think the way it is now, is that no matter what position you're going to take, to some degree, you're going to get criticism from somewhere. I mean, that's a given. But I like the idea that he's saying, hey, no matter how far engaged we get, let's be engaged with the understanding that there's an ultimate priority that has to do with an eternal destiny, and that's an eternal determination or destination, I should say. And it is really an important part of things. So just between you and I and the radio audience, he's getting a little guff for taking that position, getting a little dust up.
Yeah, he's been criticized, and I think in part he's been criticized because he's developing his own voice. That is, people that are in that Southern Baptist world, they knew who Russell Moore was. The broader evangelical world who wasn't familiar with him, here's the types of things that he's saying, and thinks, let's say, I think they're misinterpreting it. That is, he's not backing out of the public square. He's saying the public square is secondary. Gospel is primary. And he doesn't want us to be content with what he calls a a moralism. What he says in the interview, he refers to Salt Lake City and green tea, or sweet tea, I mean, Salt Lake City and sweet tea like they drink in the South. That is, as long as everybody's behaving well, we'll be fine. Now, we could be behaving well, but we need Christ. We need a Savior. He died on a cross because we have a problem with sin, that even if everything is looks fine and dandy from the outside, that's not sufficient for things ultimate.
Yeah, that's good, man. I like that a lot. I'm on, like, big thumbs up on that one. All right, what else you got going on?
Well, this is an interesting one because it follows in our show directly after, and it's a great counterpoint, let's say, and we use a segment that was actually from Michael Medved, who your listeners might know, but some might not. Salem has two primary outlets, the Christian, like the station you're listening to right now. And we have news talk outlets across the country as well. And one of our hosts is Michael Medved, who's a practicing conservative Jew. And he had on this past week the author Susan Katz-Miller, who wrote a book called Being Both, Embracing Two Religions in One Interfaith Family. And the argument from that she's making essentially is that we can be both. And he starts off with a nice challenge. He says to her, so you're assuming that neither religion is true. And she says, what is truth? And Michael responds saying, Pontius Pilate asked that same question.
Yeah. Then the next decision led to the crucifixion of Jesus. So that tells you something on that story. That's going to be a very fascinating interview. I mean, I like that. And that just the scripture that comes to mind is when two don't agree, how can they walk together? Is just a small little proverb that comes to the brain every once in a while. Excellent job. Excellent job, Russell. I love having you on. And I'm going to make you commit to coming on again next week, unless you're going out of town or something. I really enjoy having you.
But your listeners might be interested, and you might be interested. I'm going to be at the meeting of the Evangelical Theological Society. That's in Baltimore. It's an annual meeting of evangelical theologians, and the theme this year is the inerrancy of Scripture. So we won't be covering that in the show, but we can follow up on that next week if you're interested.
Yeah, absolutely. I would absolutely love to do that. That's an excellent topic. So I'm totally. And just remember, just so you can take this with you, my thing on the show: if God can create the universe, He can write a book. Okay, this is Wes. We're having a good time. Russell Schumann from ChristianOutlook.com. Great job. Don't forget, Christian Outlook tomorrow, 5 a.m. to 6 a.m. right here on KPRZ. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 a.m., KPRZ.
Hate traffic? Don't hate. Drive happy. Get a Garmin Newbie with subscription-free HD digital traffic and avoid traffic and construction delays with updates delivered as often as every 30 seconds. Drive with Garmin, the most trusted name in GPS.
Here's today's financial tip from KPRZ financial editor Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
Hi, friends. The retirement professor Marty Schneider here. You know, there's an old investment adage that says, know how much of a risk taker you are not before you learn the hard way. Well, many people overestimate their risk tolerance levels until they receive that quarterly investment statement that shows their investment account has lost value. And that's where the risk rubber meets the tolerance road. Don't forget, if a bad market drops your account by 50%, you need to bounce back 100% to get even. Now, that kind of risk may or may not be appropriate for you based on your age and your goal. So, as always, it's a great reason for you to sit down with your advisor to get a really clear picture of the risks that you're taking so you can make an informed decision on all of your investment choices. Call me for your free consultation at 800-727-PLAN. That's 1-800-727-PLAN. I'm the retirement professor, Marty Schneider, 800-727-PLAN.
This Christmas, I want to help Anna.
This Christmas, I want to help Jacob.
I want to help Carlos. His Christmas letter says,
I would like more pants because I have to wear the same ones every day.
Sometimes my parents have to buy diapers for my brother instead of food for our
our family. I need shoes because mine are too small for me now, and I need a backpack.
Me, I want a ballerina Barbie and a pretend telephone.
KPRZ and Toys for Joy believe that every child deserves a joyful Christmas. Last year, Toys for Joy filled the hands of more than 10,000 guests with toys, books, clothing, and bags of groceries. KPRZ wants to help bring the Christmas spirit to the nearly 1 in 5 San Diego children living in poverty. This year's amazing Toys for Joy KPRZ-sponsored event will be Saturday, December 14th. Details at KPRZ.com. Toys for Joy. It's more than a toy.
On November 22nd, Echo Light Studios presents The Christmas Candle, the first major motion picture based on a book by best-selling author Max Lucado. When Minister David Richmond arrives in the quaint English countryside village of Gladbury, he's confronted with a curious legend.
Welcome to Gladbury, the home of the Christmas candle.
And townspeople desperately in need of their own personal miracle.
All their hopes wrapped up in one candle.
But at Christmas, sometimes all it takes is a little faith to see the light.
Your doubts don't trouble me, Reverend. On the contrary, they inspire my faith.
Movie Guide calls The Christmas Candle a heartwarming, wonderfully entertaining movie event.
I hope to give everyone a little light this Christmas.
Starring Hans Matheson, Samantha Barks, and introducing Susan Boyle in her film debut.
Happy Christmas after all!
The Christmas Candle, rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters November 22nd. More information at thechristmascandlemovie.com.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
What goes up must come down. Spinning wheel, got to go round. Talking about your troubles, it's a crying sin. Painted pony, let the spin.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Let's just talk about a story that will catch everybody's interest, and even Robo Producer will be waking up from the coma. Ready? Here it is. An emergency pizza button has been created that orders Domino's with one push.
I want it. I want one now.
A new gadget called PiePal. Now, how funny is that? This is a real story, by the way. This isn't one of my...
Oh, it's not a parody?
No. For real.
I really want it.
No, I know. It's for real. It's called PiePal. Instead of PayPal, it's called PiePal.
That's great.
Is that great? Tech company called iStrategy Labs has created a button where it's a program where you order a pizza with just one push of a button. It's their version of Life Call, but the catchphrase may be more like, help, I've fallen and I need a pizza. The only company that it works with right now is Domino's. But let me
tell you, thank you, David.
Let me tell you something right now. If Domino's is doing it, everybody's
going to be doing it. Domino's is all that matters.
I mean, everybody's going to be doing it. So how funny is that? PiePal. I was going to use my PiePal account. And then I got stuck on the way on a pepperoni.
This could be a dangerous thing for people and pizza lovers like myself.
So for those of you who are very spiritual, like I try to be, this is what I wrote next to the emergency pizza button created that orders Domino's with one push. I wrote this. I really did write this. Oh, thank you, Lord. That's what I wrote.
Oh, that's what I'm thinking.
See, now this is what's great about Fridays. Now, I would do this story anytime. This got nothing to do with Fridays. And Fridays, by the way, that's another good place to eat. TGIFs. Fridays. That's good. Okay.
Thanks for making me hungry, Dave.
No,
you're taking
no
me
problem.
Out.
Actually, you know, TGIFs, I used to like it more. It used to be, but now it's not.
Changed a little bit.
You know what? A lot of these places change. Have you noticed that?
I have.
They don't, you know, they don't.
Especially as they grow and get bigger.
Yeah. They become more cookie cutter.
Yep.
Yeah. That's why, you know, like the whole thing we talk about with Eric and Excalibur Roofing, that they're like not cookie cutter. I totally get that because the bigger the chain, then the more it's the same. It's the same. Like back in the day, we used to go to Chili's. Let me just tell you this. And we would get these egg rolls. And they had an alternative peanut butter sauce with these Southwest egg rolls.
Ooh.
And it was so good. And then as the chain got bigger, they got rid of the peanut butter sauce. Or the peanut butter sauce. They got rid of it. And it's like, well, now we don't even go there anymore.
I have a similar story.
Okay, go ahead.
I've been going to Disneyland since I was a kid.
How long
one of the restaurants there called the French Market.
They used to have
a really great big French dip sandwich for about $7. And you got fries and the whole bit. I would go with my friend once a year. Well, I noticed after about 3 years of having this awesome sandwich, because we go like once or twice a year, that the price would stay the same, but the sandwich would get smaller. It would get smaller. And then it really wasn't even a sandwich. It was more of an appetizer. And now it doesn't even exist.
So they just kind of phased it out.
They discontinued it.
Did I ever tell you my theory on Disneyland?
No.
I should probably tell you this theory. I was speaking to a large audience one time, and I had to tell them this theory. And I had more people come up to me and talk to me about the theory of Disneyland than I had come up and talk to me about the message. So every once in a while, that worries me. Because I'll tell you, you can hear like a 30-minute sermon. If the people only remember the joke, that's not good. Anyway, so here's what I'm going to say. I have a theory about Disneyland, because I've been there plenty of times, enough times to say I've been there plenty of times, okay? I believe at 4:42
p.m.
p.m. every single day that the cement is lowered a few inches and all of a sudden cold air is pushed into the Disneyland park and rises, forcing everybody right around 5 o'clock to have to go buy a sweatshirt. This is my theory. I've been operating on this theory. I've been there 40 times. I've had to buy a sweatshirt like 30.
I'd say you're crazy, but it sounds very accurate.
It seems to me that anybody that can create a little thingy and then those little animated robotic little thingies can also create an air conditioning unit that's not seeable and just start shooting it into the park. And then all of a sudden, all of those booths, which are already, how much for that sweatshirt? $195, but we take mortgage loans against it. For all those people that do that, and that's how they're making a lot of money. That's what I'm going with. What do you think?
You know, like I said, I would say you were crazy, but every time I'm there, and the kids and I are usually there past 4:42, yeah, we get cold about that time.
About that time. It's the weirdest thing. It's just so, and I've been there where it was really hot, and I was like burning up, and so right about 5 o'clock, I'm going, what happened?
It was hot. Now it's cold.
Yeah. How's that possible? Because it's 106 out. I mean, it's like one of those weird. Anybody has been to Disneyland's going, oh, yeah, I've been through that. I know what you're talking about. Okay. All right. We should probably take a break because I think we're at time. We have to take a break. We're going to take a break. Come back.
You've lost your minds and you've gone to the Bahamas. See ya. And for those of you that haven't, maybe you can get a passport.
Is it Friday? It's got to be Friday, like in the last hour. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience. I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. We're coming right back. We're actually going to do a DDD. Hold on.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
This hour of the David Spoon Experience is sponsored by Dr. Ram Middleton Dentistry, home of the new patient free teeth whitening with cleaning exam and x-ray. Make your appointment by calling 858-459-1600. That's 858-459-1600.
At Bethel Seminary, excellence is about more than leading a congregation. It's about living your beliefs. Join us for Bethel Preview Night on November 18th from 6 to 8 p.m. to learn how Bethel Seminary will prepare you for a lifetime of service to God, your community, and your church. To learn more or to register online, go to seminary.bethel.edu. Bethel Preview Night, November 18th from 6 to 8 p.m. Register at seminary.bethel.edu. Bethel Seminary, committed to excellence.
KPRZ invites you to a private screening of Max Lucado's The Christmas Candle, a timeless holiday film for the entire family. On Thursday, November 21st, discover a new formula for miracles, good deeds, and acts of kindness. KPRZ's private screening is sponsored by Toys for Joy. It's more than a toy. Be a joy to a child this Christmas. RSVP to see The Christmas Candle on Thursday, November 21st, and find out how you can help Toys for Joy at KPRZ.com.
Did you know that the Earth was created only 6,000 years ago? Hi, my name is Tom Cantor, president of Scantibodies Laboratory and the Creation and Earth History Museum in Santee. I'd like to invite you to visit our new Age of the Earth exhibit, which provides scientific evidence that confirms the true historical count of the world. The Age of the Earth cave showcases rare minerals, scientific data with explanations demonstrating a young Earth biblical position from carbon-14, helium-argon, and other radioisotope data, all within an underground cavern, along with 10 compelling evidences for a young Earth. Come to the world's first creation museum, where scientific and historical observations make the Creator an unavoidable issue. Open Monday through Saturday from 9 to 6, and admission is free. Call us at 619-599-1104, 619-599-1104, or visit us at creationsd.org.
My dad's in prison, and I haven't seen him in a long time.
Mine too, and at Christmas, I miss him most.
Here's Jim Liske of Prison Fellowship to explain how, for just $73.50, you can help reach six hurting children.
Christmas is an especially tough time for kids with a mom or dad in prison. And that's why Angel Tree is a wonderful, God-given opportunity to break through all that pain and make an eternal difference.
Call 1-855-50-ANGEL. Your gift of $73.50 can help send Angel Tree gifts and the gospel to six children. To say thank you, we'll send you a 2013 Angel Tree keepsake ornament for your tree and the inspirational book Hope. That's 1-855-50-ANGEL.
Why should these kids suffer because of the mistakes of their mom or dad? Please call 1-855-50-ANGEL. Be as generous as you can.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. That's Robo Producer on those spoons. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Got a little shorter segment right now just to let you know. So we're just going to do the only two pieces of news that we're going to do for the rest of the whole thing. We're going to do them kind of quickly. Number one, remember that guy that said he's getting bullied, the football player? Remember the football player? He's like, I'm getting bullied by my other my other guy that we're playing with, Jonathan Martin. Remember this guy? You heard the story about the football? Yeah? Okay, yeah. Anyway, it turns out, ladies and gentlemen, we said this on a previous show. You can check the podcast in the next couple of days. We said this on a previous show that we said, watch on this story, watch the play for money. That's what we said to you. We said, watch the play. Anytime you're hearing stuff and you're not sure what's going on, there's a great old adage of people that are aware of being burned. It's called watch where the dollars go. Watch where the dollars go. Turns out Jonathan Martin's mother is a former employment law lawyer who spent a lot of time writing articles about workplace harassment. And it turns out now that Martin could receive multiple and multiple millions of dollars from this whole mess. So I just want to say, if this turns out to be, now look, it's football has its moments, and it is a very tough sport, but it's not one anybody's forced to play. And everybody who's going, it's barbaric, I say, to the dust with thee. To the dust with thee. And then all the bandwagoners, how are they going to respond when you find out that the guy's mom is an attorney that writes nothing but articles about workplace harassment and has brought the first workplace harassment into the NFL? How are you going to think about that? You think that's a coincidence? You're right. That's a coincidence. How else get that? To the dust with thee. That's all I got for that one. So really, you're going to tell me there's no money? I'll tell you what. If they don't take a penny and they try and change the culture, I will have them on the show, and I'll give them a full half hour, and we'll just discuss it. No problem. If they don't take a single penny. But how much you want to bet for pain and suffering, it's going to be about 30 times what that guy would have made in a career. How awesome is that? Also, the last awesome piece, because I don't want to dwell on this. A school has canceled Operation Christmas Child. Oh, my goodness. It's a small little school and in West Columbia, South Carolina, and they got a letter from the American Humanist Association saying if they try to give Christmas presents to kids, they will sue them. So let me say, and it's the American Humanist Association. I want to say this. These people are many things, but human is not one of them. Really? They're saying that kids are being bribed into being Christians because they're getting Christmas presents. You know, being born and raised Jewish, if somebody would have dropped that on me, you know, we'll give you a couple Christmas presents if you believe. And one of them was like a motorcycle or something. Okay. These are like donated presents. Is that sad? That's sad, folks. Everybody, that's sad. Which is why we support any type of Christmas operation that's going to help cheer up a kid. Tough time, man. Come on. You're listening. Oh, geez, that's terrible. Isn't that terrible? To the David Spoon Experience. I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. Rest of the show, no bad news, period.
When the snow comes to cover the ground, well, it's a time to play. It's a whipping day. I'll wait for it to hold you around.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. K-Prince, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
The best Christian music, relevant sermons, and other Christian content easily accessible from anywhere on your laptop, tablet, or smartphone. Visit ChristianRadio.com. That's ChristianRadio.com.
So your child is enrolled in school but having a difficult time, and you're considering a Christian school. We have great news for you. KPRZ still has Christian school tuitions available for 50% off right now for the current school year. All K-12 tuitions are now less than $4,000 for the year. Some are as low as $2,300. See the list of Christian schools at kprz.com. Quantities limited. New students only. Go to kprz.com, keyword school.
There are nearly 10,000 homeless in our community. I'm Frank Ertassin with San Diego Gas and Electric Company. This holiday season, San Diego Rescue Mission is experiencing record-breaking increases in emergency services to families with very young children. We encourage you to support San Diego Rescue Mission in its emergency holiday appeal to help provide food, shelter, and hope to the homeless men, women, and children of our community. No one should be walking the streets hungry and desperate. Please join San Diego Gas and Electric Company and provide a hot meal with a message of hope to every person who comes to San Diego Rescue Mission. The need is great and the time is now. Help us assure that every person who comes to San Diego Rescue Mission receives a meal and hope for a better tomorrow. Go to sandiegorescuemission.org and donate today. Thank you on behalf of San Diego Gas and Electric Company and San Diego Rescue Mission. God bless you.
Southern Gospel music is back. Sunday the 24th, don't miss the Liberty Quartet live at El Cajon Wesleyan Church. Sunday the 24th at 5.
When I think about the Ten Commandments on the wall.
Admission is free. A free love offering will be taken. Recording artist, the Liberty Quartet at El Cajon Wesleyan Church, 1500 East Lexington Avenue. For details, call 619-442-5941.
Kevin Davis here. As we're heading into the holiday season, there's a lot of great things going on at Monte Vista Village, aren't there, Tracy?
There is, Kevin. I have another invitation for your listeners who've been thinking of moving to a senior living community. They can join us Saturday, November 23rd as we celebrate Thanksgiving. Guests will enjoy roast turkey with pomegranate glaze, Waldorf ham, potatoes with caramelized onions, and much more. And you don't want to miss the pumpkin cinnamon pudding cake. It'll knock your socks off.
That sounds tasty.
Our event is held from 11:30 to 1:30, and this is a great way to meet our residents and take a tour of Monte Vista Village and see what I've been bragging about all this time. Please RSVP by November 20th to 619-465-1331. Come and join us for this complimentary event and see what your life could be like at Monte Vista Village.
You need to check out Monte Vista Village. Give them a call, 619-465-1331, 619-465-1331, license number 374-600-564.
OK, Okay, people, let's start with the basics. We need food, clothing, and a good roof. That's where Eric Holloway at Excalibur Roofing comes into the picture. With over 20 years of experience, active in the BBB, licensed and bonded in over 40 different classifications, Excalibur Roofing is the name that you can trust. Whether your quest is for residential or commercial help, Excalibur Roofing can rescue you from that tower of trouble. The way that Excalibur approaches each customer is by offering the best possible roof in every situation. From new roof construction to old roof replacements and repairs, Excalibur Roofing has got you covered. Get it? Just call 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. Or you can go to the Excalibur website at excaliburroofing.com. Remember, all estimates are free. Get covered with Excalibur Roofing, your knight in shining armor.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
And live from the jungle, it's David Spoon.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. I was just calling out to my brother. Local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at the KPRZ studios, 1210 a.m. here in San Diego, California. Quick check of the weather. How about a quick check of the weather? Ready? What do you think? Ready? Here we go.
I can even tell from here. That's what I was going to say.
You know, that's like... I mean, that's like watching Modern Family.
Do the weather as Sean Connery.
What's that?
Should do the weather report as Sean Connery.
I don't know if I can do it that way. I can do it as Pinocchio. You want me to do it as Pinocchio?
Yeah.
Go for it. The weather really stinks out there. Okay. How's that?
Thank you, Harry Reid.
Oh, that's all right. let's see. If you want to send an email, you know, I got to say, somebody sent an email the other day. Super duper nice. It's very encouraging to get emails when people do. Some other emails come in saying, I wish you would disappear off the face of the earth, and then I can't add all the other things they put in there. But here's the great part about it. God keeps me around because I'm annoying. If you want to go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it and or make a comment, and then follow us on Twitter at Spoon Experience because, there we go. All right, ladies and germs, boys and girls, creatures of all ages. We almost had Ohio State Ron come in and sit down in the studio and just chat with us for a little while. Turns out he's really hoping the Ohio State Buckeyes are going to make it, and they do have a shot. Who doesn't have a shot? The Michigan Wolverines have really disappointed me this year, but not nearly as much as the Red Wings losing 5 times in overtime.
Wow.
That's a lot. Okay. And people are like, but Dave, aren't you for the Chargers? I'm for any winning organization. Okay, no. I actually like the Chargers. So don't. The Padres, I'm not that happy about right now. I don't want to discuss that.
There's always room for you in the big blue heaven, David.
I'm not going to become a Dodger fan, just so you can know. I mean, I'm just so you can know, I'm not going to.
Hey, I rooted for the Tigers. I'm just telling you.
I would root for them if there was nobody left. And then if it was between you and Ron, I would know what I would do. All right, we got to do our devotional dive into the day. I haven't had really a chance to do one. And this is not one that everybody's going to be real happy about. But hey, you know, that's part of life. I have the anti-independent, anti-self-sufficient, apparently speaking, not one of my strong suits. I have the anti-independent, anti-self-sufficient passage that we're going to discuss. It's a Bible passage. A lot of people right now are going, what did you just say? I said the anti-independent, anti-self-sufficient passage. And you're like, well, there, buddy. Slow down, Sparky. Slow down, which I wouldn't blame you for saying. What are you telling me? That we're supposed to be anti-independent, anti-self-sufficient? But Dave, we're Americans. Well, I'm sorry. I thought you were Christians first. You're Christians first, right? I mean, if you were born in Canada or Mexico or Switzerland or Russia and the gospel came to you, you would accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, right? I'm just making sure. Here's the passage, ladies and gentlemen, Deuteronomy chapter 8. Verses 17 through 18, I'll get that to you later, but don't worry about it. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verses 17 through 18 says this. And this is when things are prosperous and going good. Otherwise, you may say in your heart, my power and my strength of my very hands has made me this wealth. But you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who is giving you power to make wealth. Uh-oh. This is not a very pro-independent, pro-self-sufficient passage. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 17 through 18. Otherwise, you may say in your heart, my power and the strength of my hand made me this wealth. But you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who is giving you power to make wealth. The problem that we have with this passage is a lot of people in capitalistic societies don't like it. It doesn't matter because it's still a passage and you can't undo it. Here's what the passage is saying. When you start doing good, when things are going well, now we've had a lot of tough times here in this country. The last, I'd say, 8 years have been difficult. 7 years have been really hard. It was a little prosperous before and then it really kind of took a tanking and blah, blah, blah. Here's the bottom line. We're doing the best we can. We're working hard. We're a country that believes in working hard. We're a country that believes in a sense of individualism. But as a Christian, that individualism cannot come against divine dependence. It can come against leaning on a system created by man, but it can't come against a system ordained by God. And that says this. When you're prospering, when you're doing well, or quite frankly, I could show you 10 other passages that say when you're not, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter in this context. You shall remember the Lord your God. It is he who gives you power to make wealth. It's he that's helping you get through the day. It's he that's enabling you to have vision so that you can move forward. Remember that whole argument last year, a year and a half ago, whatever, when they did the whole big thing and Barack Obama came out and said, you didn't build it. And then the other side, that was on the Democratic liberal left side. And then on the Republican conservative right side, they said, oh, yes, I did. And then this is a war between these two sides, the left and the right. You didn't build it versus, oh, yes, I did. You didn't build it versus, oh, yes, I did. And on one side, it was like the government made it so you can do that. And on the other side, it was like I did it in spite of the government. Now, that was the argument on both sides. And I got news for you. Probably 98 out of 105. Radio stations in Salem would be very upset with me when I say, man, both of those are wrong. They're wrong. You can't change it. What saith the Lord? Don't give me this stuff about, oh, well, it's political, this, but this is what the Lord says. In regards to, well, you didn't build it, kind of taking the position that the nation has helped establish everything, let's just read this verse, Acts 17:26. It says, from one man, God has made every nation of men to live all over the earth and has determined their appointed times and the boundaries of where they live. Every nation's time and borders are determined by God. And people can scream and yell and shout all they want. The land of opportunity is only in existence because God has determined the time and the boundaries for America to be. And there is no other reason why America exists. None. Yeah, that's ridiculous. Uh-huh. That's ridiculous. It's an incorrect promise. That's not ridiculous. But this is ridiculous, huh? How unbelievable. And then on the other side of that politically bizarre spectrum is this politically bizarre spectrum. I did it. I did it. I did it. It was with my hands. I did it. Acts chapter 17, verse 25. Neither is God served by human hands as though he needed anything, since he himself gives everyone life and breath and all things. Do you know that if not for the Lord, you wouldn't have a heartbeat? It's pretty hard to undertake any kind of project without a heartbeat. It's pretty hard to accomplish many things and build it yourself without breath. Yet God gives all of us that breath. So from the nationalistic point of view, the nation point of view, the only reason America is the land it is by the grace of God. There's nothing wrong with fighting to get back to where we were, but there's something wrong with trying to say it's all because of this man-made government. At the same time, there's equally something wrong with saying you did it with your own hands and that's all there is to it, because even the very breath you and I take comes from the grace of God. This is why I don't want to be left, for sure, especially if the rapture happens, and I don't want to be right, except for my pride, which I always want to be right, but I want to be top center. I don't want to be to the left. I don't want to be to the right. I want to be walking in partnership with God. I understand that people, oh no, that's not how we're going to do this. Okay, you go with your way. You do it your way, and let the people over there do it their way, and I'm going to try and do it God's way. That's my response. You go do it your way, let those people do it their way, I'm going to try and do it God's way. Because my attitude about this is, if the Lord says yes, we will do this for a year, or this for a time, and this for a season, and if he doesn't, we won't. So if God says yes, then yes. And if he says no, then no. If you want to see this nation be returned or restored to what it was, you better start with prayer. It's not going to be political strategy. It's going to be on the hands and knees of Christians pleading with the Lord for mercy and grace and a redemption of the society. This society, by the way, as it stands right now, is certainly not getting better. And if you don't understand top right, you need to consider whether you're a Christian first or an American. Just a thought. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, we're taking a look at the Facebook posts. Wow.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
The Sockers, presented by Cox Communications, return to the Valley View Casino Center this Saturday night at 7, hosting the Monterey Flash. It's college night. Show your college ID and get in for just $7 at the box office. Order in advance at Sockers.com. San Diego Sockers, they know championships.
Here's today's financial tip from KPRZ financial editor Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
Hi friends, Marty Schneider here with an invitation for y'all to visit my brand new website. It's theretirementprofessor.com. That's all one word, theretirementprofessor.com. On my brand new website, we have a monthly newsletter. There's articles on retirement topics like Social Security and tax planning strategies. There's seminars and calculators and all sorts of educational materials designed to help folks to make informed decisions on their finances. You can also contact me right there on the website if you have a question or if you want to schedule a consultation with me. So check it out, theretirementprofessor.com. Or if you prefer, you can call my offices directly at 800-727-PLAN. That's 800-727-PLAN. I'm the retirement professor, Marty Schneider. Call me for your free consultation and visit theretirementprofessor.com or call me at 800-727-PLAN.
Real estate collapse that began in 2008 hurt a lot of hardworking people in San Diego, and some people are still feeling the effects to this day. We all now understand how important it is to have an experienced real estate professional on our team before making a decision to buy or sell a home. In San Diego, the stakes are too high for anything less. Nick Alamedine with Premier Homes is someone you can trust for advice about your real estate. Just call 858-455-6700 today for a free consultation and neighborhood analysis. That's 858-455-6700. 858-455-6700 to speak with real estate broker Nick Alamedine with Premier Homes. Someone you can trust to help you with all your real estate needs in San Diego. 858-455-6700. That's 858-455-6700.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Here he comes, Speed Racer. He's a demon on wheels. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. We didn't mean literal demon people. Okay, you can reach the show by sending an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. If you prefer, you can just put in a bag of money and drop it off and say, Attention Dave. Go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it, and or make a comment. Follow us on Twitter, at Spoon Experience, because... there we go. Big shout out to everybody who's been doing a great job this week. It was a really good week of shows, so I really enjoyed it. Big shout out to the Lord saying, anytime you want to bring the sun back in, like next week, that's great. Let me tell you this story. This is going to blow your mind. I told you this earlier. Here you go. Get ready. Quantum physics proves that there is an afterlife. Quantum physics proves there is an afterlife, says Robert Lanza, who claims that the theory of biocentrism shows that death, and by death he means cessation, that death is an illusion. He said life creates the universe and not the universe creates life. This means space and time don't exist in a linear fashion the way we think it does. You're thinking, what? Remember, I've been telling you for a while, God is not a linear being, but an interlinear being. A linear being has a start and a finish. God has no start or finish. Therefore, he's not a linear being. He's an interlinear being. He exists in all time zones at all times, in all possible universes, as well as all practical and seeable universes.
Like Q, but for real.
But for real. In this case, the scientist is showing through biocentrism that, in fact, that is the case for mankind. When you stop breathing in this tent, it is but one extension of what is yet to come. The Bible does not teach cessation, which is the end of actual living. It does teach eternity one direction or another. So it doesn't teach cessation. Ironic that it takes quantum physics and biocentrism to show that death, it technically, is an illusion. Which is really funny if you consider that Jesus, referring to the dead girl, said she's asleep. Ooh, good one, Dave. And then we're just going to pull out, without the music today, we're just going to pull out today's Facebook post because it's really good and it's a powerful way to end the show and to start your weekend. Psalm chapter 112, verse 7. That's Psalm chapter 112, verse 7. Listen to this. He will not fear bad news. His heart is confident, trusting in the Lord. He will not fear bad news. His heart is confident, trusting in the Lord. So on the Facebook post, this is what I wrote. What do you want to get first, the good news or the bad news? Remember, somebody will call you up and they'll go, I got some good news and I got some bad news. Which one do you want first? You ever had that happen? People have that happen all the time. Well, this passage says he will not fear bad news. His heart is confident, trusting in the Lord. So when somebody says, what do you want first, the good news or the bad news? Here's the answer. It shouldn't matter. It shouldn't matter whether it's good news or bad news if our heart is confident, trusting in the Lord. If we are confident, trusting in the Lord, it doesn't matter whether it's good or bad because we trust that the Lord will take whatever it is and make it the way he wants to make it. So when we get our news, when we get our information, somebody processes to us and they tell us it's good or it's bad based on our value judgment, the response is, in the Lord, it's all good. And you think, oh, that's just optimistic. Well then there's about 3,600 passages that are optimistic. I mean, what do you want to do? You just throw them all out? Just kind of get rid of those and be Eeyore? How about not? How about this? He will not fear bad news. His heart is confident, trusting in the Lord. Doesn't matter whether you get good news first or bad news, because the Lord is going to take care of it. The Lord is on our side. And I understand people are like, oh, well, that's this. That's blah, 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 blah. How about this? How about we just do this? How about we just be Bible believers? How about we work on that for a little bit? Let's just work together as Christians. Let's just be Bible believers. We're going to believe the Bible. What does the Bible say? It teaches us that we don't have to be afraid of bad news if we're trusting in the Lord. Hey, that's good, isn't it? I think it's great. What a great way to go into your weekend. Don't be afraid of bad news. Don't worry about it. God loves you. There's nothing more important than that. And he is watching over you. And you don't have to be afraid, even though the town criers sing a different tune, if you catch my drift. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. We're taking a 72-hour break, and when we come back on Monday, it starts all over again. Isn't that good news? See you in 72.